This is Taz.
The mood is about to change.
The Human Podcast Machine.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing, man? This is Taz. Thank you for downloading or subscribing to this episode of the Human Podcast Machine. Going to give you a quick react to my thoughts and opinions on Stone Cold Steve Austin interviewing on the podcast on WWE Network after Raw last night, Triple H. So I thought it was insightful. I think for WWE fans or maybe wrestling fans in general, you get to see a side of Triple H maybe you're not used to seeing. I've over the years got to know Triple H, haven't talked to the guy in a long time, but always respected him, always respected and still respect him as an in-ring competitor. I've had the opportunity to wrestle him once. I had fun wrestling him. I respect his mind. Always knew he'd be a successful guy behind the scenes. That was always a desire of his. And you could kind of tell in this particular podcast he did with Austin where that kind of came out and Vince McMahon gave him the opportunity. And obviously Hunter is embracing that. Also, as an in-ring competitor, how do you knock Triple H? The guy's a great competitor, no doubt about it. Still is in great, amazing shape. He can still work his ass off, I'm sure. It seems like we're going to see that again soon. Sounds like he's not exactly hanging up the boots just yet. So that's cool. I mean, for Triple H fans or wrestling fans, the guy's a great star, great competitor. I also think it was cool from a fan perspective to see, for those that don't know guys like Steve Austin personally or Triple H personally, to see these two interact with each other. Two of arguably the biggest names in the history of our business sitting there chatting it up for over an hour, I think is cool for fans. And I think that's why I tweeted just trying to get opinions on who enjoyed this podcast with Austin and Hunter and who didn't. Because I wanted to see what you guys thought. Now, as a guy, as a former wrestler and as a current broadcaster, as a guy who worked for the WWE for 10 years or so, and I got to be honest, I liked the interview. I didn't love it. I thought there were some things that I wish I could have heard. And I know Austin has his hands tied a little bit. He might not say that. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm assuming. I shouldn't say I know. I shouldn't say I know that Austin has his hands tied because I don't know that. I'm assuming his hands are tied a little bit on what type of questions he can ask. So let me rephrase that. Because some of it seemed a little contrived. I mean, my podcast is very loose, very organic, very real. I don't believe in anything being overproduced in that regard. It's all off the cuff. There's really nothing written. I think that, you know, I'll give you an example. Stuff that jumps out to me, like when he mentions, I might be picky. I'm being picky here, and I'm sure some guys will bash me on this, but whatever, bash me. I don't care. But like he mentioned, Steve Austin mentions, hey, you know, when you were a young kid, you were always a big fan of wrestling and yada, yada. And then all of a sudden you see a photo of Triple H when he's a kid. You know, so I mean, it's cool for fans to get to see him as a kid, and that's awesome. But it just seems like a little contrived, you know. I mean, so right there I'm thinking, okay, this thing seems a little like it was prearranged of what we're going to ask Triple H, what we're not. That's just my assumption. Knowing the way that place normally works, I could be wrong. It seems like they want to pull the curtain back more. It seems like they are doing that, and that's cool. I think that's great to truly embrace your fan base by pulling the curtain back. You can't just give your fan base a name like the universe and think that that means you love them without truly, you know, showing them what goes on. Because you heard Triple H admit, and Austin asked him the right question, I mean, about fans being smart fans to everything. And basically Triple H, and I'm paraphrasing, he's, you know, he basically said, you know, yeah, fans, they're all smart. Everybody's smart now. There's no such thing as smart marks, basically. And again, paraphrasing, but that's basically what I got from what he said. And I agree with him. I agree with him on that. I mean, and the thing that was kind of intriguing to me was, again, the questions that were asked or not asked. Like, one of the things I would have loved to have been asked, and that had something to do with on Raw, because we saw the man, you know, come out and do a segment, was Curtis Axel. I mean, it was a lot about the Royal Rumble, and it seemed like a lot of damage control about the Roman Reigns decision or whatever and the backfire of Reigns winning that Royal Rumble match. So on Raw, we saw a lot of that. And then we saw Austin ask Hunter these questions about Roman Reigns. And I thought Hunter handled it well. But Curtis Axel, I would have loved that question. I mean, again, I'm armchair quarterbacking, but I mean, Curtis Axel never was eliminated. So then I guess WWE figures, okay, we'll give Curtis Axel a segment. So those fans out there that are pissed off that we left that untied, that shoestring was untied. So here comes us, the WWE, acknowledging that we screwed up and that this guy was never eliminated. He cuts his promo and then basically, you know, gets punked out and thrown over and all that stuff. Got his heat back a little bit, but I just felt like it was a throwaway. Here's Curtis Axel. I mean, I know Austin pretty good. Haven't dealt with the guy in a long time, but he's a straight shooter. I pride myself on trying to be a straight shooter. But I think that knowing Austin, he probably was thinking, maybe he wanted to ask that. Maybe he wasn't allowed. I don't know. And you got to respect the guest. You can't ask a question that maybe they feel. Again, I'm just assuming this. I don't know. But I would have loved to hear about Curtis Axel. I also would have loved to hear Triple H's opinion or on the amount of wrestling that's on television right now. I mean, there's so much wrestling, so many different companies. You know, but we never heard anything about any companies. We never heard about Ring of Honor or TNA or Lucha Underground or what New Japan's doing. Now, look, that's not, no one's shocked about that. Anybody that really knows the business knows WWE never acknowledges anyone. But if we are changing, meaning them, if they are changing and they're trying to placate more to the hardcore fan, their true fan base, then why not be honest? Why not go on a podcast with a guy like Austin and tell the truth? Talk about Ring of Honor. I'd love to hear Hunter's opinion about Ring of Honor and how their locker room has fed the WWE's current roster, meaning the amount of stars they have from a Daniel Bryan or a Seth Rollins. You know what I mean? Like these type guys. You know, I and so on. I'd love to hear that stuff. But you know, I'd love to hear about guys that leave WWE and go to TNA. You know, how about that? I mean, we don't hear that. I would just love to hear stuff like that. I was hoping maybe we would hear Triple H comment on that stuff, but that didn't happen. You know, and that's cool. I guess that is what it is. And my podcast, I don't pride myself on being like a shock jock, like I'm going to be controversial and ask you the hard questions. That's not my deal. I'm not a fan of that. I want people to come on my show and have a good time. Let's be honest. Let's be real. I don't take myself serious. You're the guest. You don't take yourself too serious. Let's let the people who download and subscribe have a good time and enjoy it. Give them some insight and let's be real. And we've heard Triple H talk about that, about the reality era. And that too has me a little perplexed. Is it really the reality era? I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, just to put a title on it, what's reality? I mean, it's like, frankly, they had a scramble book, the first segment of Raw, and change everything. And now have Seth Rollins last night, meaning on Monday, wrestle Daniel Bryan, the winner faces Roman Reigns at Fastlane to go on to WrestleMania. I mean, so for years, the big thing has happened where, hey, you know, you win the Royal Rumble, you go on the main event, you go on to WrestleMania and all this jazz. Okay, well, I guess, all right, that changed. I work for a company at TNA where, hey, the writing team at TNA in the front office, they make a lot of mistakes too. I mean, and when I was in ECW, there was a ton of mistakes there too. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm not just bashing on WWE. I'm liking WWE. I'm not disliking it. But when I hear the words reality, when I hear someone like Triple H with his credibility say, well, it's the reality era, I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I don't know what he means because, like, the backstage bits don't seem real. It seems very heavily written. The wrestlers seem micromanaged. And we even heard Triple H say when a fan tweeted a question, hey, when people come from the indies or another wrestling school, you know, and then they come to NXT, what happens? And you heard Triple H give a good analogy about pro football, about the Patriots, about a playbook. And you got to learn our playbook. And I get that. But does that mean you're cloning them? Is that reality? Or maybe the success that these guys have had in other promotions, indies as someone called it, or wherever, maybe that we could just let them be them. See, so as opposed to micromanaging or cloning them. Again, I'm not saying to do that with everyone. But if you're going to say it's a reality era, then be it. You know, be reality. And you really could hear the love and passion that Triple H has for NXT. And he admitted that it's his baby and Vince gave it to him. And that's cool. I, too, am a fan of NXT. And I think Triple H does a great job with NXT. And I think all those guys down there, you know, working out with those young guys, training those young guys, are doing a great job. Big fan of that. And you heard Triple H say some stuff like, hey, it's not heavily written. I don't heavily write this stuff. I let these guys be them. But that's what's cool. That's what makes it great. You know, that's what makes it great. So look, when the time comes that Triple H and Stephanie are running WWE, seems like the future's bright for the WWE, because I do respect where Triple H is coming from just by looking at what he's doing with NXT. And a little bit I know of him as a person. I mean, I worked with the guy for years, but I wasn't like breaking bread with the guy. I mean, but I knew him and he knew me. But, you know, I know for me, maybe, you know, some might say, well, Taz, you're bitter, you're angry, because when you were there, they micromanaged you as a wrestler. They did. You know, they definitely did. They changed me, and I came there with pretty good success. I mean, on my debut, I mean, it told the story. So, and that was, I was deprogrammed. And that's fine. Have I gotten past that? Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt, I've gotten past it. Because on the flip side, even though in that realm, the WWE kind of tried to rebrand me and change me and make me somebody else, I ended up, they were also gracious enough to segue me and give me a different career as a broadcaster, which I'm forever grateful to the WWE for that, and Vince McMahon and stuff like that. So, you know, without that opportunity, I wouldn't have the happiness in my life I have now. So I always be grateful to WWE for that. But as a wrestler, no, I'm not grateful for anything with WWE. Nothing. Zilch. Zero. They did nothing good by me, and I wasn't the only guy. During the Attitude Era, when I was there, there was a lot of guys in that locker room that were friggin' talented as shit. Trust me. And a lot of guys had the thumb down on them. But that could be any company, not just WWE. So I just don't want people, not that I don't want to say it like, I shouldn't say it like that. I just don't want people. I just want people to understand that, you know, the way these things go behind the scenes and the way Triple H explained it, if you listen closely to what he's saying, like with the Roman Reigns thing, he's basically saying, well, that's Vince's call. If you listen to the interview again, he's telling you that was Vince that wanted Reigns to win or whatever. I mean, that's what I got from it, unless I missed it, but that's what I got from it. You know, and again, I've said it on my podcast before. I'm a fan of Roman Reigns. I like the guy. I think people are too hard on the guy and all that stuff. And real quick, if I could talk about Roman Reigns, I mean, because, you know, Steve Austin did the right thing and did ask Hunter a lot about it, and Hunter handled it as best he could. You could see he was kind of skirting around stuff, and I get it. You know, I respect that. But I'm going to tell you what. I said scramble booking because that's what they had to do. And I laid that out here a few minutes ago right here in this particular podcast about what they had to do with Rollins and Daniel Bryan, then this Fastlane thing and all this jazz. But look at, you know, Vince McMahon and WWE, they are going to get they're going to get Roman Reigns over no matter what, because if at Fastlane Daniel Bryan wins the match, okay, people will be sympathetic, including me, for Roman Reigns because he won the Royal Rumble, and then they take it from him at this Fastlane thing and pull a quickie on him. People are going to feel he's going to be anti-establishment, which always works. I did it, then Austin did it, and many other guys after us that did the anti-establishment thing always works. If they book Reigns that way and they take that opportunity from him, good God, you telling me you fans out there, forget WWE Universe bullshit, you wrestling fans out there will embrace Roman Reigns? How could you not? The office possibly is taking away from something that they gave this guy and put on worldwide TV on their network or whatever, pay-per-view. I don't even know if it's called pay-per-view or what. I have no idea what it's called. But, and they take that from him. Again, I'm not saying they're doing this. I don't know what they're doing. I'm going to find out like you guys. But if they do that, good God, That kid will be a babyface then. I promise you that. So just think about that. I mean, and Daniel Bryan can't do anything wrong. The guy's a tremendous talent. So if he goes over at Fastlane and then goes on to face Lesnar at WrestleMania, meaning Bryan, no one's going to cry about that. No one's going to bitch about that. But, you know, those are intricate things. If they are going to do that, you know, Triple H can't get into it. Steve Austin on a podcast. It's obvious. I don't blame the guy. If that's where they're going, I don't know. If you have Daniel Bryan win, I'm sorry, if you have Roman Reigns win at Fastlane, then are they going to boo Reigns again? Yeah, they might. They're probably going to. You know, so I don't know. That kid's in a tough spot, and frankly, the office put him in a tough spot. But anyway, back to the podcast with Austin and Triple H. You know, what I enjoyed most was him talking about NXT, meaning Triple H, because you could sense his passion, his love for it, how much he enjoys it. As a guy like myself who has trained guys also, or been part of a training process, and at times I still do, I know where he's coming from. You can't really explain that feeling when you really give him back like that and you get enjoyment out of that. I remember Paul Heyman, real quick story, during ECW, that used to be the way it was, man, where it was like, I would yell at him, Paul, you're such a great talker. You should be managing. This was after he stopped managing. I said, you should get on camera, do this. No, I'm not on camera. I don't want to be on camera. I want to help all you guys. I can do better behind the scenes to help everybody else get over, yada, yada, yada. And now being older, I see what Paul meant and why he wasn't being selfish back then, to be honest with you. So I see where Triple H is coming from, and just hearing that he's got his finger on the pulse of that thing to the level he does, and he has the right trainers down there that are working with those guys. The only thing I have with that is like I said earlier, is the whole playbook thing. Like, you know, I just hope it doesn't become a thing where they're cloning guys, where everyone's the same way. I mean, you know, you heard Triple H say his dream match would have been that if he, Triple H, could have wrestled, you know, Buddy Rogers, who I was a fan of also. You know, and during Buddy Rogers' era and all those great guys from back in the day and generations after that, It was the business. The locker room was a potpourri of different type of wrestlers. They all had different body types, different looks. Some were young, some were old. Some had a pop belly. Some had abs. Some were ripped. Some were stocky. Some were short. Some were tall. Some were thin. Some were fat. Everybody was different. Everyone wrestled. Some worked snug and were brawlers. Some guys were high flyers. It was a potpourri of different types of talent. And I just hope that Triple H lets that evolve naturally with NXT. I think he's smart enough to do that. But when I hear a playbook comment like that, I got a little nervous. Like, I wonder what he's going to do here. But who knows? Very smart guy is Triple H. You know, I think you got to see the most part of who he is, for the most part. I think he will handle, and it's obvious he's going to handle NXT with kid gloves. But I did enjoy hearing him talk a lot about the NXT deal. I did. I also appreciate his honesty about China. Steve Austin asked the right question about China because of the former relationship back in the day that Hunter had with China and about the Hall of Fame and all that. And I got to say, man, a Triple H answer, I caught me by surprise. I was like, well, okay, he's being frank. I mean, he was being very frank, you know. So I thought that part of it was cool, and the other thing was that I throughout the whole theme of it, at one point it seemed like pro wrestling is a pro wrestler is something that Triple H is proud that he is, and his heritage, his history, his legacy, and all that. No one could deny that, as I said earlier. But then it kind of seemed like, well, we're bigger than that. We're bigger than pro wrestling. We're sports entertainment. There's so much more to it than that. I get what he's saying. I do, because I work there. And I understand the sports entertainment mindset and the Vince McMahon, how he evolved the business of pro wrestling. I got it. I understand that. But I did feel like, you know, bash me here again if you want, Triple H fans. I felt like, again, this is just my opinion, my viewpoint, so kill me if you want, survive if I let you, but it came off a little bit like Triple H was saying pro wrestling's a dirty word now, you know, like we're bigger than that. and there's nobody else, and I'm paraphrasing, there's nothing else in the business. It's us. It's the WWE and nothing else. Nothing else matters. And that's the typical thing there. And that's, you know, we've heard that. Like, I think it was like when Austin did the podcast with Vince McMahon, it was like, and we've even heard, I think when Punk did the podcast with Colt Cabana, it was like, well, it's the only place in town. Well, that's why. WWE is the only place in town. Only place in town. And no, it's not. There's plenty of other places in town. That's very insulting to people who work for TNA or Ring of Honor or in Japan, no matter if they're Japanese or Americans or from the UK or Lucha Underground or people that are working the indies that are doing really well, like a guy like Joey Ryan who works indies all over the place and works everywhere. And I bet you Joey Ryan's doing pretty well for himself from a financial standpoint. So it's not the only game in town to a guy like a Joey Ryan, just for example. I'm just using him as one example. You know, so it's like, don't say it's the only game in town, guys, because it's not. It's your bubble. It's the biggest game in town. It is. It's the standard bearer. It is. I got it. It's the gold standard, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's the WWE. I understand. It's a household name. Got it. Lived it. Been there. Don't miss it. Got it. But there are other places to make a living, have a good time, have fun, not be beaten down on the road, get to see your family, get to watch your kids grow. There are the places where you could be happier. And maybe some are happy in WWE, whatever, to each his own. I'm not here to critique who's happy where, but what I'm saying is there are other places. It's not just the WWE. And if you're going to use the word indies, does that encompass everything else except the WWE? So is everybody else an indie? I mean, I'm a little, that was confusing. Like, you know what I mean? So indies, you know, it's indies. If you're coming from the indies, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just, I like it. I mean, if I had to grade it, the interview, not on Austin, but on Hunter. Again, I know he's there at a WWE show in Denver at a Raw show. So how honest can he really be? I don't know. I mean, I would grade it from an A being the best to an F being a fail. I would say it was a... It was a B minus. I mean, I enjoyed it. I did. I do respect Hunter's work ethic and his passion, as I said. But you know, I thought Austin did a good job. Some of the word association, you know, naming some of the guys, you know, from Nash and X-Pac and Hall, give me word association with these guys or Undertaker. You know, all right, those are. I would have liked to hear other names thrown at him. See what he thought of other guys that aren't in the WWE. Again, armchair quarterbacking. No disrespect to Steve. And again, who knows how much he... I don't know how much his hands were tied. Who knows? I don't think layups are good. You know, if you're going to name this guy's best friends, meaning Hunter's best friends, give me word association. That's a little rough. I mean, that's like why people say, why you haven't had Bubba Ray Dudley on your show yet? Or Tommy Dreamer. Look, those guys are my some of my best friends. I mean, I could have them on. I would think anytime I want, I would assume. And I will eventually. I just don't want people to think, oh, he's got his buddies on. Yeah, he's just got his buddies on. I'd rather interview people when I do interviews that maybe you're like, oh, wow, it's an interesting interview. I didn't expect to hear Taz with Edge or Taz with Matt Hardy or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I again, that's just me. I mean, long and short of it is, I enjoyed the interview. Congrats to Steve Austin on his success on his regular podcast and also that WWE is married to doing this. I don't know how much, it seems like they're going to do this a lot on the WWE Network with Steve Austin. So good for him on that. I mean, I respect Steve and I like Steve a lot. And I respect Hunter too. So, look, I just felt like coming out here, giving my point of view on it, you know, and give some thoughts like I did on Raw. So hope you enjoyed it, and get ready. I got a show dropping Wednesday night or Thursday. Depends on, I'm going to see which one it is, with Jonathan Coachman, man. He really comes out and really honest about a lot of stuff. He talks a lot about WWE and maybe a future there. You might want to hear that and what he thinks about ESPN and how it was making that transition for him. So it's actually pretty cool. All right, cool. Thanks for downloading this reaction to the podcast with Austin and Triple H. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.